Hello everyone, this is Moses Asker and thank you so much for being here today with us on Your Divine Uniqueness. Today we have with us Avilan Bailey, and really I was so looking forward to this call with her and having her share with us her gifts, really wonderful gifts, and also her message, because she is an emotional relief catalyst and she was very connected to spirit and to her inner guidance since childhood. And now she has her own modality and helping people remove the stuck and stored energies in their own energy field. And today we'll be talking about freeing our emotions, freeing ourselves. And yeah, I'm so excited about that because she also will be working with you one-on-one. So as always, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 if you are on the phone, Skype, or the web call. And you can type in your questions on the question box if you are on the webcast page. And yeah, so as I said, we will be talking about freeing our emotions, freeing ourselves, and how we accumulated those emotions throughout our lives, and how clearing them and like releasing what is no longer serving us can help us to connect with our truth, with who we truly are, and also like create a life that is really joyful, healthier, and fulfilling. So yeah, I'm so excited about that. And yeah, so Avilan, I want to welcome you to the show. Thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you, Monsef. I'm so happy to be here. You create such a heartfelt, cozy space, and you have wonderful listeners and a beautiful community. So thank you for inviting me. I'm very happy to be here.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, it's really our pleasure and honor to have you here, to connect with you and to learn from you. So really thank you for being here today. And yeah, so as this is the first time you are here on the show, I would love if you can talk a little bit about yourself, your story, so our audience can really know more about you and your journey.
Oh, I would love to, because my journey has really been unfolding in a very organic and natural way. My journey has been discovering the gifts that we all have, but I seem to have tapped into them fairly early. At the age of 6, I was with my mom one day, and I finally pointed and said, "What is that white around the trees and the bushes?" Because I could see the energy fields, and she didn't see them, so she couldn't tell me. And I realized that I may have questions as I go through my life that people may not be able to answer. And in second grade, we would have spelling bees. And when I was given my word to spell, I could see the word in my mind's eye. So I would just spell it, and I would be the last one standing. So by second grade, I had connected with my inner vision. And in third grade, I was at home one weekend reading a book, a Nancy Drew book, if anybody knows about those. And I decided to go out and play. So I started to close the book, but something said, "How many pages do you have left?" And so I looked at it and say there's 100 pages and I'm on page 90. So 100 minus 90, I have 10 pages left. And then that inner voice said, "Count the pages." So I counted the pages and I counted 11. And I thought, well, that's not right. So I did the math again. 100 minus 90 is 10. I counted the pages and I still got 11. And I just looked at it and I thought, how could that be? And then I realized, oh, you have to count the page you're on. So I thought, okay, closed the book and I went out to play. And later on that week in school, on a test, as a bonus question, was that exact scenario. You're reading a book, it has so many pages, you're on page such and such, how many pages do you have left to read? And I realized that I had been shown how to get the answer. So I put down the correct answer, handed in the test. And when we were given the test back, the teacher said only one student in the class had answered the bonus question correctly. And when she said that, I kind of put my head down. And when class ended, the other students came up to me and they said, how did you know that? How did you know that answer? And I just sort of looked down and said, I don't know, I just knew. Mm-hmm. So by third grade, I could see energy fields. I was using inner vision and I had connected to my inner guidance. And it's been that way throughout my life. I knew as a child that I would be a nurse. And it wasn't the type of thing where I just have the idea that I'm going to be a nurse. It was a driving force within me throughout my whole life. It was like having a full bladder that I just couldn't ignore. And there was always an urgency, gotta be a nurse, gotta be a nurse, which I did. I did become a nurse. And I loved to learn, loved schooling, so I ended up earning a master's degree. And in my 25th year of nursing, that same inner guidance, one day, while I was in a wonderful job, had a beautiful office, wonderful co-workers, and then one day in my office, the inner guidance says, you're done. And I had no idea that it was going to show up at that time. I had no plans to stop working, wasn't ready to retire, had plenty more time to work, but I had learned throughout the many years of working with my inner guidance that if I ignored it, which of course we do have the free will, the free choice. When I ignored it, the road would get bumpy.
Yes.
And so when it said you're done, I stopped and I left nursing in the full-time capacity. And what eventually emerged was this gift that shows up as an energy healing modality. So this gift that I'm using for energy healing was not taught to me. I had been simultaneous to my nursing career. I had been on the metaphysical path for over 30 years. And I explored psychometry, auras, meditation, stones, channeling, inspired writing, as much as I could. And I was particularly drawn to energy healing and had many energy healing certifications. But in around 2012, I was working with a lady, and she was in her early 40s, a little bit overweight, diabetic, and her issue was she could not stop eating fast food. And so she was telling me about the fast food issue, that even when she wasn't hungry, she would go through the fast food lines. As she was talking about it, I could see the energy in her energy field that was driving that behavior. This was the first time that that had happened. So when I tapped into that energy, it turns out that it was connected to her childhood experiences with her father and her brother. And so I was able to clear that energy in a very calm, loving, peaceful way. It wasn't about reliving it. It was about identifying it and clearing it. I saw her 2 weeks later at a social gathering, and she was glowing. But I asked her, how is the fast food eating? And she said, oh, I haven't had any. I haven't even thought about it. I don't miss it. And I thought, wow, whatever this energy gift is, it's really something. It's really powerful. And these energies that have shown up are very calm and loving and peaceful. I had a friend who asked me one time, well, what are these energies? Who is it? What is it? And I said, I don't really know, but I know it's a loving vibration. And I was content with just knowing that. But the friend said, why don't you ask the energies who or what they are? And I was a little bit resistant to that because I was already content with the loving feel of them and the wonderful work that they were doing with people. So it took about 3 weeks for me to get the answer. And it took a friend who invited me to dinner one time. And as we were talking, he was a longtime friend. As he was talking, he said, just happened to mention that about 20 years ago, he had had a reading in which he was told that he was from a dolphin planet. And when he said that, something inside me clicked. And I didn't know what it was, but I knew that I would inquire at some point. And so the next time I meditated, the energies came through and gave me a name. And the energies identified themselves as a dolphin collective. And I was thrilled because I resonated with it, and I had already gotten to know them as very loving, calm energies. And I also realized that there were a couple of dots that connected. One of the dots it connected was in a reading that I had many, many years ago. I was told that my mother was of dolphin consciousness, which fit very well because she was deeply spiritual, very humble, very kind heart. And I also recalled that in about 2012, I had a dream. And in the dream, I was in a calm body of water, and I love water. And I was by myself, and I was just at the edge of whatever this water was, holding on to the ledge. And a dolphin swims up to me and invites me to swim with it. And in my human response, I said, I can't swim like you, and I'll get splashed in the face. And the dolphin said, trust. And so I put my hand on the dolphin, and it took me out into the water for a beautiful, loving, lovely swim, and brought me right back to where I had been, next to the edge. And when he brought me back, I woke up, and I was crying because I was so thrilled and honored and joyful and touched. It was such a heartwarming experience. And so I had no idea that in that dream I was being invited to swim with the dolphin, and that later, years later, I would be invited to work with the Dolphin Collective.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's really, really inspiring story. Thank you. Thank you for sharing this. And also I loved like the different points you talked about, like especially that's when you received your guidance, you followed it like right away. It was time for you to shift your path and share what you have learned. And for this, and also you said that if we don't follow our guidance, like sometimes we have like many challenges that are here, like in general for us to get us back on our right path. But sometimes with these old emotions and energies that we store from past experiences, like one after the other, you know, it's not that easy to just stop what we are doing and follow like the guidance. So I don't know. This is why we're talking about freeing ourselves and our emotions, because like this will really help us to have this courage, have this energy to really follow through our path and follow our guidance.
Yes, I worked with a young lady, and she was in a job that she wanted to leave, but she could not bring herself to leave it. And so when I worked with her, I cleared the energies that were interfering with her ability to move forward from that job, and she contacted me a week later and said that she had given her notice at the end of that week, and within a week, opportunities showed up for her that were in alignment with her path, and she was much happier. So we can get stuck in jobs. We can get stuck in relationships. We can draw to us things that are really not for our benefit, and we can be severely affected by some of these emotions. And a really profound example was this woman had been married to her husband for over 25 years, and she loved him, but she had left him four times over that marriage because he would have frequent angry outbursts. And she knew where they came from. He was abused as a child, and so she understood it. But sometimes it got to be too much for her. So she brought him to me, and it all happened very quickly, so quickly that as I sat there with her husband, I didn't know his name. I didn't know if he knew who I was or what I was there for. And so all I knew is that he was abused as a child and had frequent angry outbursts all of his life. And so I just said to him, tell me about yourself. And as he started talking, many times I closed my eyes because I do use the inner vision. I closed my eyes and the energy started flowing. They were so loving and they just started flowing. And what they showed me was that the energy started from the present time with him as an adult, and the energies went back and were healing like a zip line almost. They went back to when he was a child, to when he was a baby, to when he was an infant, and even into the womb. Because what I found out later was that when he was in the womb, his father physically abused his mother. And it's his being affected by these energies or these emotions started before he was even born. And the energy showed me that what he had never received, he is now receiving, which is love. And they showed me an image, like when you hold a baby in your arms and you kind of rock it and sing it a little lullaby. That's what the energies, that's the effect that the energies were having. And they also shared that from the moment of his birth, he didn't stand a chance at a decent life. And so there were other things that we addressed in the session, but when it ended, I walked him over to where his wife was, and I typically hug a person if it's in person. So I said, oh, give me a hug. And so we hugged. His wife called me the next day and she said, I saw that you and my husband hugged. And she said, I was impressed. I was very impressed. So I didn't ask why. I was just glad that she saw it as a good sign. And maybe he was the type of person who didn't want hugs or physical contact. I spoke with her a week later and 2 weeks later, and she said he hadn't had any angry outbursts. So the energies healed all that, and it wasn't a matter of him having to relive it. The energies worked very calmly, loving, and peacefully, and it's not about reliving anything, and the results are immediate and continue with time.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So like, we even don't need to know, like, the root cause of it, or maybe the origin of those emotions, like when we receive those kind of energies, right?
Yes. You know, it's interesting because, there was a gentleman who had back pain. He had had back pain for over 15 years, and he had been to multiple practitioners, and nothing seemed to have worked for him. So he came to me. His girlfriend brought him to me. And he had absolutely no expectations because he had been there, done that.
Yeah.
So we started the session, and I was able to locate in his energy field the source of his back pain, his chronic back pain. And it was related, again, to his childhood and his relationship with his father. So I cleared the energies very calmly, and he came back to me a week later, and he said, I don't know what you did, but my back pain is gone. So we can be affected by what's in our energy field, in our physical health, our emotional health, our careers, our finances, even our life path. I had one lady who wanted to make progress on her spiritual path. And so I worked with her, and of course I can do this in person or over the phone or over the internet. We all know that energy is not limited by the physical. So I worked with her on the phone and worked with her energies in connection to her spiritual path. And I talked to her about a week later, and she said her meditations had deepened profoundly. And so how a person wants to move forward in their life or what they would like to see improvement in is specific to the individual. And it allows them to be free and move forward in the areas that are important to them. And many times it's time for them to move forward. This particular lady on her spiritual path also had an issue with control. She had this need to control, and so we worked on that vibration as well so that she could be more in the flow with her life. And it's so much easier to be in the flow of one's life. I also had a lady who, she was in her 60s, and her first session with me had to do with some childhood abuse that she suffered at the hands of a family member. So that was cleared. And she told me she felt like she had been freed from an emotional prison. But we also worked on something that was interfering with her life, and that was that she was a people pleaser. When people mm-hmm. would ask her to do favors, she felt like she couldn't say no, so she would say yes, and she was living her life according to what other people needed and wanted. And if she wasn't able to help someone in the way that they were asking, she would feel guilty and give them a gift out of guilt because she wasn't able to help them. And so we worked on that energy that was dictating her life of needing to please other people. That energy was cleared, and she was freed from needing to please people and free to now live her life in the way that she wanted to express herself. So it is very much about freeing your emotions and freeing yourself. It can be from behavior patterns, eating habits. I've worked with people who wanted to stop eating sugar, a lady who worked and they had a candy bar machine and a candy bar jar, and she wanted to stop eating the candy bars. And so I worked with her and cleared the energy that was driving the need for the candy bars, and spoke with her 30 days later, and she had no candy bars and didn't even have a desire for it. So it's locating the energy that is interfering with a person, be it with their health or career, and clearing it. And the results are immediate. And most people feel uplifted, balanced. Many times they have clarity. So these energies are here to support each person in the way that is for their good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really amazing. Like the shift that we can really experience, like in every area of our life, when we really free ourselves from those energies and emotions. And like mm-hmm. sometimes, because many times when we have some challenges or maybe we are stuck in some experience, we blame the experience or other people. But yeah. It would be much easier mm-hmm. if we just like try to release those energies and we see how we will react to those people and experiences, and how they can change. So yeah, and the examples you yeah. gave are very inspiring. Yeah, go ahead.
You're so right, because we inherit certain things, teachings. I'll give you an example of that, and if you'll remind me, I'll also talk about the energies that some people have brought into this life with them from other lifetimes.
Okay.
Yeah. But I worked with one lady. Overseas on the internet, and she had two things that we addressed in particular. One was headaches. She had been having headaches for several months, and sometimes they would last a couple of days, and she actually had a headache at the time of the session. So as she was telling me about it, I could locate the energy connected to those headaches, and I cleared it, and her headache went away during the session. And when I spoke with her subsequent to that, 30 days later, she hadn't had any more headaches. And she also asked me if I could work with something that was impacting her life in a way that was undesirable. And what it was, when she was growing up, her parents and grandparents had instilled in her this saying and this belief, and it went something like this: don't want too much, because if you want too much, you'll push it away, so don't want. It was something like that. And so as she was saying it, what the belief was, I found the energy in her energy field and cleared it, to the point where as she was saying the statement just trailed away. It just disappeared because the energy left. And when I spoke to her about a month later, she said that just for fun, she was trying to recall what that belief was, and she could not even recall it. That energy was completely gone.
Wow. Yeah, that's really amazing.
It is. It is truly amazing. I am so grateful that this energy, this gift, has shown up, because it can transform people's lives. It can help them move in the direction that is happier or more in alignment with their true self and their path. But I also wanted to share how energies from other lifetimes have shown up, which surprised me. But one gentleman came to me, and he was in a relationship with a woman, and they had been together for a while, and they realized that part of their being together was because of karmic ties, that they had had other lifetime experiences together, and that kind of bound them in this one. But he was beginning to think that maybe he should move on, but he wasn't sure. And so I tapped into the energies, and I could clearly see the karmic connection, and it was a binding for sure. But the issue was, were they meant to be together in this lifetime, or at least from this moment forward, were they still meant to be together? So he asked me if I could work on her, and I always ask the energies, you know, what is appropriate, and I was not able or given permission to work on her as an individual, but what these energies did do for this couple is they work specifically with them as a couple during this session with him. And what this energy does is it brings a foundation of honesty, truth, and clarity for the couple in this case. And so when I spoke to him a few weeks later, he told me that he had set her up in her own place and that he was ready to move forward in his life. And I didn't even realize this was an issue, but at the time of our session, he also would partake in substances, chemicals of some sort. I didn't ask him what they were, and he had given up all those substances. So he freed himself from a relationship that was not healthy for him, and he freed himself from substances that were not healthy for him. And he did it in a way that was with integrity. It was a clean and it was clean and well done.
Yeah.
So he was able to move into his future feeling good about the way he had handled it and feeling good that he was now on his path.
Wonderful. Yeah, so sometimes it's the action that we take can really like release those emotions, like in this example, the man that we just talked about.
And, yes. Yeah. And now I worked with another young lady, and when I met her, she was a little bit overweight and significantly depressed. Actually, I met her through a group session that I did. So I work with people one-on-one, but I also work with people in groups. And so during the group session, I don't attach any names to what comes through. I only get information. And so in this group session, what came through is that somebody has significant depression. And what also came through in that group, that's not really the point of this story, but what also came through that was interesting to me anyway, is I said the energies are working with someone on the side of their head over their ear. So it was a very specific location in the body. And what was shared when the group session ended was that a woman had a brain tumor on the side of her head right over her ear. So the energies were working with that. But the lady who has significant depression ended up having a private session with me. So she's, you know, around 30-ish and a little bit overweight and very, very depressed, very, very low energy. So we worked on some things related to childhood. But what also came through is that she brought with her into this lifetime a very heavy energy. I won't say dark, but it was a heavy density. And so that density was cleared. And I saw her a month later, and I couldn't believe the transformation. I was so happy to see it. She was glowing. She just looked different, dressed differently, and she continued doing work for herself. So that session was the beginning of her taking a path that was for her good and for her health. So she got to the point within 30 days that she was on a dating website. She had gained so much confidence and so much more self-esteem that she was able to be on a dating website and open up to a healthy relationship, whereas before she was significantly depressed. So the transformation can be very quick and amazing. And when people are ready, when they're ready to say, I don't want this anymore. I am ready to let this go. This is not serving me. I'm done with it. When people are ripe and ready, it's amazing.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Avilan, for sharing all those stories. Really inspiring. And yes, so for now, I feel I would love to take like a couple of questions from the audience, and then we do like a group process, if you are open to that.
Okay, so maybe we should do a group process first and then take some calls.
Okay, we can do this.
That sound okay with you?
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
So this will just be short. We're not going to go too deep because I don't want people to fall asleep. These energies are very calm and peaceful.
Yes.
So I'll just give you just a small sample. So if you are able to close your eyes safely, go ahead and do so. If you need to remain alert, then stay alert. And be in a position of comfort, if possible, feet on the floor, if possible, hands in your lap. And then just breathe. Breathe in and breathe out in a way that is comfortable for you. And we're giving the mind the task of paying attention to our breathing in and our breathing out. And as we breathe in and as we breathe out, this is a signal to our mind and to our body that these moments are for relaxing. That for these moments, we can relax into this space. When we breathe in and when we breathe out, we feel relaxation filling our body. And when we exhale, we feel the relief of this relaxed state, this calmness of the relaxed state. And when you breathe in and when you breathe out, the relaxation goes from the top of your head, through your face, your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your legs, all the way to your feet. And you breathe in and you breathe out. And you notice your body responding and relaxing and being present in this moment. Just for these few moments, we relax. And we prepare to be receptive to the energies that support us and surround us and lift us. These beautiful energies fill and surround us and balance our energy fields. These energies can lift and lighten. And as we breathe in and as we breathe out, we feel our feet and our legs are relaxed. We feel our hands, our arms, our back, and our shoulders are relaxed. And we feel that our neck and our face and our head are all relaxed. And these moments of relaxation can continue, but in our awareness, we are aware of the space that surrounds us. In these moments, we are aware of our body. In these moments, we are aware of the here and the now. And in these moments, we are back. And
Beautiful. Yeah, really relaxing. I really love this. Like, it's, you know, it was very, very peaceful, very grounding, and I don't know. I love the energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can definitely go deeper, but don't want to do that right now.
Then we'll fall asleep. So, yeah.
That's right. It's not nap time. Not yet.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Avilan. And so everyone would love to hear your feedback. How did you find the process? And also we'd love to receive your questions. So a reminder, if you are on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing *2 if you want to talk to Avilan. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions and comments on the question box.
And so while they have a moment to connect with you and connect with us, I just want to say that if they're interested in writing in or calling in to have a situation in mind or a condition or blockage or behavior and emotion, something that they would like to see changed or shifted, because what I do is not the work of a psychic, it's not the work of a medium, but it's working with the energy field of a person to help clear or lift, balance, so that they can be free or move forward in the way that they would like. I worked with one lady who called me from another state, and she was having back pain and neck pain. She described it like burning ants. And so I just closed my eyes and I could see it, and just I was able to clear it. Within a minute, it was gone. And so, and so the energies work with a broad spectrum of personal concerns or whatever focus the person may have. It can be physical, emotional, it could be blockages. One lady had migraines and had been having them for quite a while. And when I tapped into the energy that was causing it, it was related to her childhood. And so that was cleared and her energies left. And since we're on a public forum, I want people to know that they can feel safe in calling or connecting, that nothing too personal will be delved into. The energies are very discerning. So to know that they can be helped without feeling vulnerable.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you, Avilan, for that. And we have already people raising their hands. Let's invite our first caller from New York City, phone number ending with 9761. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. What is your name?
Hi, my name is Layla.
Hi, Layla.
Hi, Monsef. Hi, Avilan. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi, Layla.
Hi.
How can I help you today?
Well, I'm wondering if you could assist me in releasing whatever is in my energy that's keeping me in a pattern of people owing me money. So it's been happening since about 2009, and I have tried to do some forgiveness work. I have prayed about it. I've tried to let it go. And, you know, we just go through patterns where they'll promise to pay, and then they might pay a little bit, and then I don't hear from them again. So it's just been a repeating, literally a pattern for the past, I guess, 8 years now. And I'm just so done with it. I'm like, please just pay me what you owe me so I can move on. So any help would be so appreciated.
Okay, so the lesson for you, or the opportunity here for you, is I know the focus is on how can I get them to pay me, but if you step back and look at why are you lending them money, what is it about you that makes you feel obligated or called to or drawn into handing money over? That's really where it starts. So who's creating this situation?
Mm-hmm,
the issue is not they're not paying you back. The core issue is the giving of the money.
Mm-hmm.
So we're shifting from other people not following through to actually you. And what is it that's driving you to give money? So we're going to start in that place, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So if you just want to breathe and relax for a moment, let's just see why you're giving your money away, because that's really what it's turning out to be. You're giving your money away. And that is the core issue, is giving money away. So if you could relax for a moment, they're going to work on that energy. Yeah. Okay, so what's going to shift here for you is you're going to realize that and people borrowing money is the equivalent of you giving money away. And this is going to shift, because once you realize that that's actually what's happening, you're going to have an easier time of saying to yourself, I don't want to give my money away. And it's not that you're not a nice person. It has nothing to do with being nice. It's not an interpretation of I'm a nice person, therefore let me give my money away. For you to be a nice person does not involve giving money away. So there's a confusion here, a misinterpretation of what nice is, a misinterpretation of what you feel is an obligation. Okay, so we're going to work on that belief.
Okay.
And the belief is I no longer need to give my money away, that it does not serve a purpose and it does not serve my good. And so just let me just stay with this for just another moment. They're reeling it back in. They're reeling this energy back in that you have given out in the form of money. You're giving out energy. So you're giving away your energy as well as your money. It's the same thing in this image that I'm receiving. And so they're reeling it back in. And you're going to have a different perspective on this, and you're going to be okay with not giving this energetic form to others. You're going to be okay with it. You're going to see that you're not obligated in any way, shape, or form. You're going to see that it's not about, this is how I'm nice, people will like me. It's a misinterpretation. So I'm just going to wrap this up here. And your shift for you is your perception and your perspective that this does not need to continue. It does not serve you. And to be honest with you, it doesn't serve the other people either. To give somebody money and them not pay back is not really contributing to the well-being for them either.
Yeah.
Okay. So take a couple breaths in and out, and allow the energies to integrate with you. But if you could contact Monsef and let him know how this has turned out for you. This is likely not going to continue anymore. This habit, this pattern, has probably been shifted as of now. So let us know.
Thank you. I will. Thank you so much, Monsef. And thank you, Avalon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Leila. Thank you, Avalon. I love the energy. It was really beautiful. And really, that's as you said, in the end, it's we need to shift our perspective about that. It's not like an obligation for us to do this, because this also I was dealing with this for so many years before. Maybe now it's a lot less, but it's really when we shift our perspective, we really I don't know, don't have these guilt to not give other the money or help them. But it's about honoring ourselves. And that way others
Yes, that is very true, because in a situation similar to that, you know, what is she getting out of that? She's getting something out of it. And so what is missing within her, let's just say, that she had a need to do that. And so we could, if we can eliminate that need to help people in that way, then she can be okay with not helping. It's okay to say no when it's not for your good. And it will also teach other people to maybe find other ways that are also better for them. So we don't want to feed somebody's habit that is not good for them and it's not good for us. So it is a shift in perspective for sure.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much, Avilan, and thank you, Leila, for calling in. And
thank you, Leila.
We have a caller from Edmonton. Phone number ending with 9555. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. What is your name?
Hi, my name is Marlena.
Marlena.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have a situation, I guess, opposite to Layla's. I'm constantly in debt.
We should get you two together.
And, you know, my parents are saving all this. Oh, they always have money. My brother gets lucky and he gets, well, less of the parents, has a rich wife and stuff. And I'm constantly in debt. Never ahead. Mm-hmm. I don't know when, how to do
okay.
it.
Okay. Yes, it's puzzling, isn't it? Because here it is, the same family, but the lives are being lived out so differently. Yours is in such contrast to theirs.
Yes.
And you just wonder why. And so if you could just relax and breathe for a few moments. Okay, so there, the energies are working in the jaw area for just a moment. And this is where energy can be stored. Sometimes it's anger, but it's just stored energy that's not expressed. So I'm just sharing that they're working with that. And they're working with your perspective again. A lot of times we pick things up as a child, maybe unwittingly, that affect us in our childhood, in our adulthood. So they're working on your perspective. So just breathe and relax for a few moments. And this is going to help clear some of the mental blockages that are affecting you in terms of experiencing lack. Okay, so here we go. It's the energy of lack. And so they're working with this because there's a vibration within you of lack, and you're experiencing it. Let's just see what they share. And this energy of lack is within the core of you. So I feel a great amount of relief coming here. So as this energy work progresses and is working with you, some people feel energy and some people don't, and just know that it doesn't matter. The energies are working with you. But this energy of lack, it has been with you a very long time, and it's almost like a hidden energy, and it's being cleared for you. I'm going to see if there is anything related to other lifetimes, because sometimes that can reside within us and we don't recognize it. Okay. So yeah. Okay, so there's a lot going on with you. Actually, it's from your feet to your head. So there's a major foundational shift that is going on here. And I really feel like it's more than just this lifetime. I feel like it was something that was brought in and just was a residual. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going, and by the way, I have not mentioned this yet, but the energies work with you. The energies work with the person at the time that we're working together, as well as they will continue to work with you. So even when you and I, in this interaction here, the energies will continue to work with you. So in summary for you, Marlena, is energy is being moved that you brought in with you. It was the vibration of lack, and it does not apply to you in this lifetime. And so this is being corrected and cleared. And this is going to give you permission to experience the abundance that is here for you. And this is also a mental giving of permission to experience the abundance that is meant for you. Just as you see your parents and your brother experiencing abundance, that is abundance for them. Well, there's abundance for you. And this is going to open that up for you. So it's very important to receive and allow, and this is going to let you do that. So as you begin to receive, as you begin to experience the opposite of lack, be in gratitude and be receptive to more. So there's an opening up for you here, and it will continue to work with you. So congratulations for stepping forward and being ready.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I was like, that was really powerful, actually.
Wow.
I cried most of the time.
Wonderful. Well, know that you are worthy and deserving, and that any residual hindrances are being cleared, because it is your time. It's beyond your time, but you are ready, and it's ready. It's ready to join you. So please communicate with Monsef or however you want, and let us know how you're doing.
Okay.
We're happy. We're happy for you. Yes, you're welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Marlena. Much love.
Thanks.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Avilan. Very beautiful energy. Yeah, we will take more questions from our audience. Just before that, I want to let me talk about the packages, two packages we are offering. And I want to share the link with our audience. It's yourdivineuniqueness.com/Avilan and number 10, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Avilan and 10, AVILONE and number 10. Or you can click simply on the special offer button, which is on the live page, on the webcast page, or on the replay page. So Avilan, we are offering two packages. The first one has a remote emotional relief catalyst group sessions. So what it is about, and what will be the experience?
Yeah, so package A, I'm really very excited because I've seen such beautiful results and a beautiful progression. So package A will be 4 live webinar or internet-based sessions. The participants are muted, so it's a one-way transmission from me and from these beautiful energies to each participant. And the participant, if they can't be present at the live recording, it's okay, because each participant is held in the energies. And so these group sessions, they are recorded and they can be replayed multiple times, because they will hold the energies that will support the person in the moments that they are listening to the recording, or in the moment that they're experiencing the live. And so during the live session, things will come through, like what I had mentioned earlier, someone who had been severely depressed or someone with a head situation. So
yes,
some specifics will come through. I don't mention any names. It's not required, but often I'll get emails that will say that was me. And so these live group energy healing sessions are a beautiful way to support your journey wherever you are. The sessions are 15 minutes long. I do a brief relaxation, then the energies, and then bring you back up so that you can continue on your way. And the energies will continue to work with each participant beyond the session. So it's just a fantastic way to experience these energies in a consistent, the sessions are about a week or two apart. The holidays are coming up, so I try to do it about every week, but there are four that are lined up.
Yeah. Really beautiful. And I have a question is, does each session, the energy is about like a specific maybe topic or field that you feel that the group need, or maybe each one they come with their own challenge that they want to,
yes,
to release?
Yes, excellent question. And so with each session, whether you can be at the live session or not, you can set your intention, you can set your focus, and offer it for release. And so every time you listen to the recorded ones, you can do the same thing. But what I have also found is that there's sometimes a general theme will show up as well, and there's a progression. And so it's, it's based on the group synergy. And so you always have the opportunity to bring your particular focus and intention, and the energies will also work in ways that support your good. And I decided to listen to a group recording one time. So I got myself set up, laid down, had a peaceful setting. And when I played the recorded session, I was amazed at how potent the energies were. I was really very surprised. So these energies are always available and ready to support you on your journey and to support your good.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. And yeah, also like when a group comes together, like in general, like we are attracted to each other. So there are some similarities. And so maybe like, as you said, sometimes you have like general themes. And also when a group comes together, like the energy becomes really more powerful. So I think that's
it
also,
does. And what I see typically is the first session, there's a lot of cleaning and rebalancing and things like that. And then as we continue to go along, again, you don't have to be present. You're still going to benefit, and you'll have the recording that you can listen to. It's progressive because the energies get like finer and finer. And by the fourth session, we are in a beautiful space. Much has been accomplished on an individual level, on an individual basis and on a unique basis for each person.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Avilan, for offering those sessions to our audience. And so this is the package A. You are offering it for $165, and also we have the two payment option. And also you are given the opportunity for those who feel guided to work with you one-on-one, so they can also have a private session with you. So what they can expect from the session?
Yeah, so package B will include the four 15-minute group sessions, and then it will also have a 30-minute one-on-one session with me and the Dolphin Collective. And so in the 30-minute, you have the opportunity for a unique, one-of-a-kind experience. It's all about you. And many, many issues, many focuses can be looked at, and it can help really accelerate and propel a person, really help to free them from whatever's interfering, blocking, preventing them from experiencing the life they want. So when you have package B, you've got the four group sessions, which are a beautiful way to support you on your journey. And then the 30-minute one-on-one is pinpointing you and what you need and what's going to help you and accelerate you on your path, be it in finances, health, relationships, spirituality, life path. It's all about you.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Avilan, for really making like offering this opportunity to our beautiful audience, like to accelerate their journey, and also if they want to go really even deeper and work like specifically on themselves with you. So really, that is a great opportunity to work with you and experience those really powerful energies. So really, thank you so much for offering that, and I'm so grateful for you.
Yes, I'm happy to do so. And the beautiful thing about these energies is the results are immediate, and it is not about reliving anything unpleasant. It's not about reliving trauma, because, you know, living it once is enough. Mm-hmm. So to relive it is just not necessary. And so I've worked with people. One lady had been in a relationship that did not end well for her. It had been over a year, and she's about 45 years old or so. And whenever she would think of the person that she was in the relationship with or see pictures, she would just start crying. Her chin would quiver, and it would tear her up. And so I was able to clear the emotions that were connected with that relationship so that now she can recall it, she can talk about it. It doesn't erase a person's history. It's still a fact in her history, but she's got a perspective now where she can look at it without the emotional impact, without the heartache, without the depression. She can look at it and see what she learned from it and see what she can do so that an experience like that doesn't happen again. It can give us clarity and can help us not draw the toxic relationships or the situations that are really not for our good. It frees us from being tied to the past and being free to embrace our future in a way that is more in alignment and for our good.
Yeah, that's really amazing, because like really like freeing ourselves from those energy, it's so powerful, because like even though maybe the situation or the old experience like happens again, like we feel so grounded and we don't feel like overpowered by this experience. Like we don't like emotionally react to it, so we are staying in our own power, and I think this is really really freeing and relieving for ourselves and empowering. So yeah, and thank you for
it is very empowering. Yeah. You know, because for instance, a behavior. Maybe someone is a shopaholic or a hoarder, or they have a habit that they would like to release, like smoking or sugar. You know, that has a hold on us, and it can lead to someone feeling demoralized or not good about themselves. And we are entitled to live a joyful, healthy, happy life. We're entitled to that. And suffering in any way, shape, or form does not need to be a part of our life.
Absolutely.
And there are ways to free ourselves from these things that cause us suffering. So it's just giving ourselves permission to let things go that interfere with our happiness, our joy, the truth of who we are. And a lot of this is, for many people, because a lot of times it is from childhood and wounds and traumas and things like that. It is freeing us from other people's judgments, other people's opinions, other people's beliefs that are not even ours. It's like time to give back all these things that people have put on us and find out who we are and be okay with who we are and to learn to love the self that resides within. And what also resides within is what I call the greater self, or the self with a capital S. That is the truth of who we are. And so these other things we've picked up, other people's opinions, this is what we should do, you shouldn't do that. All these shoulds and shouldn'ts that other people have put upon us, we can release those and go within and find out the truth of who we are and be perfectly okay with the truth of who we are. And as we free ourselves and can model that and emulate that to others, it will inspire others to be less influenced by the external and be more influenced by the internal, what is within ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. That's I totally agree, because like we like took so many beliefs and take so many things like from people around us through our journey and also from our societies, and really by allowing ourselves to really release all those old beliefs and limitations, like really help us to shift our own, like first our perspective about our reality, and after that, like really shifting the reality to a one that is more healthy and more joyful and more fulfilling. And also by doing this, we are becoming, as you said, like a role model for others, and maybe just our, like the result that we are having and the life that we are living, it shows the energy, and it shares the energy with others sometimes even without speaking. Like we can do that when they see how we live and how we, I don't know, how we deal with life situations. So yeah, that's
yes. And that's, you know, it's giving ourselves permission. It's giving ourselves permission to be okay with who we are. And a while back, I came to a realization for myself, and I thought, now who am I with 24/7? Well, I'm with me 24/7. So if I'm going to be with me 24/7, I may as well be my own best friend, because I don't want to be around someone who's critical or blaming or anything. So since I'm with me 24/7, I decided in that moment I was going to be my own best friend. And that changed me a lot. The self-talk, you know, can be very destructive and demoralizing, but I never criticize myself. It's not that I'm delusional or think I'm perfect. I'm not, and I know that. But that's what my best friend within me tells me. Hey, you're not perfect, but you know, it's okay. Let's move on. We learned. No need to dwell in this mistake or dwell in this situation. Take what we can and let's move forward. And so my best friend is always there, and it's me. I am my own best friend. So be aware of your self-talk.
Yeah.
If it's critical, you can change it. Who wants to be around a grump 24/7? You know, nobody does. So realize that you have a lot of influence with yourself and within yourself. And it has gotten to the point, for me, this is my own experience, that a close friend of mine says that she sees a light within me. And I think that light is my best friend. Because the best friend accepts me unconditionally. Like I said, not delusional. We recognize the faults and the flaws and the quirks, but we just don't tear ourselves down about it. And I'm always about self-improvement and doing better. And is this the right path for me? Is this good for me? So it makes it a very interesting journey when you have a best friend on it with you.
Yeah, it is. It really becomes very interesting. Thank you. That's what you said is really, really powerful. So thank you for that. And again, really thank you for putting together those packages for our audience. Really, really wonderful packages, and I invite you, to all of you to take advantage of one of those packages. And again, the link is yourdivineuniqueness.com/Avilon and number 10, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Avilon10, AVILONE and number 10. Or you can click on the special offer button on the webcast or the replay page. And yeah, so we have like special pricing and also, as always, a 2 payments plan if you feel that's easier for you. So yeah, thank you again, Avilon, and Can we take more questions?
Sure.
All right, so we have Fibs, F-I-B-Z, from Toronto. I have been trying to find out what my greater purpose in life is. Where do I begin? What energy is involved to move forward? Please help. Thanks.
That's a great question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For me, I have two questions. Who am I and why am I here? And so
Yes. They're
kind of in that space too. So let's just see if we can tune into this here. And so what is coming through for this person is to clear away that which does not belong to them, which we actually talked about a little bit here, is to clear away that which is not resonant with this person, to clear away the influences that have been accumulated through childhood, through society, through schooling, through all of it. And so the energies are working with this person, and it's just sort of like a vortex around them that's going to help clear out that which does not need to influence them anymore. So I'm just going to work with this for a moment. Like a little tornado, very gentle tornado though. And so if they're here in this moment, to breathe and relax. And to clear away, all these thoughts, ideas, impressions that are distracting to their real purpose, their real path. And so they're calling these distractions now. So I'm just going to stay with this for a few moments more. And so it's just a general tornado swirling around you that's going to clear some of this out. And it's going to create a space for you to go within and to feel who you are, to feel what you are truly about. And this is also going to help calm and clear the mental chatter, which can be really hard for some people. It's not easy to clear out the stuff that runs through our mind. And so this energy is also clearing some of that out. So you're going to you're being given the space to be with yourself and to have the ability to hear your inner self. You're going to start tuning into and hearing your inner self. And this energy shift is going to help you with that. So these energies will continue to work with you. And, that was a great question. You were really ready for this, so congratulations to you.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much, Avilan. And thank you, Fizz, for your great question. Really great one. Thank you. And, we would love to hear back from you. So if you are live or maybe later, you can either contact Avilan or myself, and I will forward your feedback to her. So thank you again for your question. So we have, let's invite a caller. We have another caller from New York City. Phone number ending with 1573. Hello?
Hi, I'm Leah. Hi, Montef.
Hi, Leah. You're great.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So my issue is self-worth related and not believing in myself, and I feel like it's holding me back in every area of my life, like dating, finding a job, making money, because I know they're all tied in the love and money issue. But I feel like I'm just not able to manifest, and I have, like, self-worth and fear issues that are holding me back.
Yes, there's a huge energy in you. They're presenting it to me as a huge, like, you know that expression, there's an elephant in the room? So this energy is like an elephant feel that is affecting you. And so they're just going to work on this huge energy that is exactly as you described. It's inhibiting, blocking, and it just is overwhelming. It's overwhelming and overlapping. It's just overtaking. It's full of overs. Overlap, overtake, overwhelm. This energy is a huge boulder, almost. So let's just work on this. And it is clearing, but I can see how it's affecting the multiple areas of you, of your life. So let's just breathe and relax for a few moments. And they are also working on your mental space, your head space, where the mental activity is. And they're working on your perception as well. This is what this does, is it shows up in the, for me, in the forehead and eye area, and it's shifting your perspective and your perception. And so as this energy is being worked on, you'll see facets of its effects. It will be in parts, parts is what I'm hearing. So like you'll see one thing start to change, let's just say the flow of money. You'll start to see the flow of money shifting in your favor. You'll start to feel that, yes, this is right for me to be receiving money. I am worth it. I am worthy. And it's okay. It is perfectly okay for me to receive money. So the flow of money is being worked on. That's one part. And your ability to receive it and be okay with it. And to, so they're eliminating rejection as well. The vibration of rejection of money, of the flow, a rejection of the flow. And so they're working on that. And so these are the parts that they're referring to. And each part will begin to show up in its own way. Okay, so the flow is going to show up in its way. The money is going to show up in its way. Your ability to receive it is going to show up in its way. And it's just, I feel a huge relief. It's like a huge cloud was just enveloping you. There's so many analogies here that you can pick the one you like. Elephant, boulder, cloud. But it's clearing.
Yeah, and also like
I
my
can
head.
See it.
Yeah, I feel like my also I have like a monkey mind that moves at like lightning speed, and I feel like that gets in the way of me hearing my inner voice and my higher self. It's just so fast and going all the freaking time. It exhausts me.
Yes, it can be exhausting, and it's good that you recognize that. You know, recognizing it is half of the solution. It's when we're in denial that nothing gets fixed, but now that you've recognized that. So
do you feel like this from something in a past life or parents or this life, or do you get a sense of where it comes from?
I feel that this busyness in the mind started as a little girl. I just think your mind got real activated, so to speak, and you got very mentally active as a little girl. And it just became part of who you are. And it was almost part of your makeup or personality. It just became a natural part of you. So let's see if they want to work with that as well. And so if you can just breathe and relax for a few moments. We're going to see if we can slow this down. So they're working on the mental space. They're going to adjust the speed or adjust the rapidity of this. So in other words, you're still going to have mental activity, but it's not going to be quite so fast and furious. And this will be the beginning for you to make more and more progress in this area, because to do anything dramatic here would be not in compatibility with your way of being. And so it's not about a shock type of thing, but they are adjusting the flow of the mental activity. And let me just stay with this for a moment, because they're getting to the core of this mental activity. They're going right to the core. I can see this. It's like when something starts spinning and then it gets faster, faster, faster. And so they're working with the core to adjust that rapidity, that speed. So just breathe and relax for a moment. And so it is going to be, it's going to start to shift for you.
Oh, you're saying rapidity, yeah. Not repetitiveness, right? You're saying rapidness, like the speed of it?
the rapidness, yes. Like a rapid, like the rapids, the white, what do you call it, White River Rapids? You know, you can't stop the White River Rapids. They're just going at their own speed. And so that's, this was like going at its own speed, and it was fueling and feeding itself. And so they're working with the core of this, this rapid energy. They're working at the core, and it's going to adjust the speed. This is the visual that I'm having. And so you will experience a different, a difference in your mental activity. It'll be a little more calm. This is just to get you started in a better direction where it's more kind of, it's more easily, has an easier effect on you. So this is good. So these energies are going to continue working with you. I do feel the core of that energy as getting balanced. And so that feels good.
Now, is that the cause of why I feel ungrounded most of the time? And I notice it especially, like, if I'm in my head and if I'm around people, it's like I automatically go to my head. It's like, and I'm out of my body, and I hate how that feels. And that's why I think I don't socialize as much, because I feel like disconnected to myself.
Okay, so that can definitely absolutely have an effect. But what they're working with you now is they're like spinning a circle of energy around you, like a gentle vortex, similar to the other person. It goes from your feet to your head, and it's just being spun around you, and it's just going to balance your energy field so that this reset can happen in a way that's compatible with you. You know, you don't take a speeding train and just step on the brakes and boom. That's not the way to do it. And so these energies are working in ways that are compatible with your personality, with the vibrations and energies that you have. And so they will continue working with you, and you'll notice some shifts and changes. And just keep in mind that your intention to continue in this manner is going to help. If someone drinks a cup of coffee and they feel hyper, they might like that hyperactivity, and so they keep drinking coffee. So if you want the hyperactivity to shift and change into a more normal gear, you have to set that intention. So you can stay in high gear, or you can go with this flow that is being given to you and shift into a more calm gear. That's up to you.
No, I definitely want the calm gear. I've had enough of this.
Okay. So your intention is to downshift, and this is going to help you get started in that direction of having a more calm, grounded, as you mentioned, feeling. And it will be gradual, but this is an excellent start for that. And so, you know, for sure let Monsef or myself know how you're doing, because this should help you.
Thank you. So is there anything I should do to help integrate it, like get extra sleep or drink more water or anything like that?
I would just suggest regular things, which, of course, stay hydrated with healthy fluids such as water and whatever else you drink. Adequate sleep is always helpful no matter what the situation. But what helps in particular, especially in your case with hyperness, let's just call it, is to be in nature. And if you are unable to be physically in nature, if you're unable to make contact with nature, be it a tree or the grass or a flower or anything like that, then try in the moments that you can to take nature in through other means. Look out a window and take nature in through your eyes. If you can, take nature in through your ears. Listen to the birds or hear water or listen to animal sounds. And if you can, take nature in through the sense of touch. You know, feel a tree, feel a flower, feel a dog. You know, they're all part of nature. Just remember that our body is organic, and our body needs the energies of the earth. So when we connect with the earth through any of our senses, it helps to ground and balance us. It's always nurturing. So all of these things will work towards you, toward bringing you into balance and harmony with yourself.
Yeah, no, I've experienced that. The problem is I don't have that where I live, and that's why I need to really make changes in my life. So I'm hoping this energy will help me get the confidence to, like, move and go to a place where I have nature on a daily basis. Because I live in a basement with no windows, no sunlight. Like, I don't even know what the weather's like outside. It's, like, terrible. I can't do this anymore.
So. Okay, you know what? I think you've reached a really good point of recognition for yourself, because it sounds like the space that you're in does not support health or being in balance. I mean, to get no input from nature, you're going to feel the effects of it. So I agree with you. I think that's an excellent observation. But what you could do in the meantime, even with that situation that you just described, is always realize that you have the power of the inner vision. You have the power of imagination. And from what I understand, the body follows the mind. So if you are sitting in your chair, laying on the bed, whatever you're doing in your space, and you close your eyes and you imagine a beach, you imagine a tree, you imagine touching a dog or stroking a dolphin or whatever appeals to you, your body will respond to what you are imagining. Your body will respond to what you are visualizing.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. This is amazing.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, stay in touch. Let us know how you're doing.
I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lydia. Much love. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Avilan. Avilan, we have only 4 minutes left. Like, do we take like quick call with another caller, or maybe I don't know if you want just to share?
Well, I don't want to cut anyone short, so perhaps I could just end with a few words. Would that be
all
right?
Yes. Yeah. It would be wonderful.
Okay. So, yeah. So just a message for all of us. Just realize that this is an extraordinary time and opportunity to release the past in a gentle and loving way. It is time to be free of inhibiting emotions, time to be free of our past experiences, so that you can move forward in your life and to experience your heart's desires, and to be in alignment with your true purpose, to be in alignment with your life path, and to be able to enhance and support your spiritual journey. This opportunity to work with the Dolphin Collective can be life-changing. It has been for others. I would be very grateful to have that opportunity. And so until then, to each of you, we send you much love and peace. And we are grateful and thankful.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Avilan. Really, thank you for the beautiful energy today. That was really, really amazing, call. I love the time you spent with us. And thank you for all the information you shared with us, the guidance you gave to our wonderful audience with the really, really great questions they asked today. And also thank you for the two packages that really will allow our audience to go even deeper with their journey and release those stuck emotions and release what is no longer serving them. So really thank you so much, Avilan. I'm so grateful. And so thank you for that time.
Yes, thank you.
And so everyone, really thank you for being here with us today in this really wonderful call. Thank you for your energy and for sharing your questions, sharing your time with us. And again, I really encourage you to take advantage of one of the packages that Avilan is offering to us. And the link again is you can just click on the special offer button on the webcast or the replay page when it will be available. Or you can visit the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Avilan and number 10, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Avilan 10, A-V-I-L-A-N LONE and number 10. And yeah, so with that, I'm sending you so much love, and see you on the next call. Bye bye, everyone.